Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to talk about help for the military and the economy. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to developer Perry DiLoretto about the Military Support Alliance and about the housing market in Northern Nevada.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Ellie Lopez-Bolin, and John Sandy IV. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Perry DiLoretto. He's the CEO of DeMonte Ranch and DiLoretto Homes. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me back.
Last time you were on the show, we were talking about a dinner you were having. Would you tell us the results of the dinner and what it benefited?
Yeah, it was a great success. It was our first annual gala for the Military Support Alliance. It was a black tie event. We had 758 people.
Wow.
Our guest speaker was General Retired Doug Brown, who was the commander of U.S. SOCOM, Special Operations Command. The timing was incredible because our dinner was on May 7th. May 1st, his old unit took care of Mr. Osama bin Laden. And he came in and did a wonderful presentation. He captivated the entire room talking about special operations and what went on there.
By the way, what was the most intriguing thing that he said?
About
special ops?
Oh, about the intensity of the operation. And he got up and his first statement was, he paid a video without saying anything, and he got up and said, "Let me make it perfectly clear to everyone that anyone that comes into our country and hijacks our airplanes and flies them into our buildings and kills our citizens, we will come and get you. Politics aside, make no doubt about it, we will come and finish the business." And that's exactly what he did. And he was tremendously proud of what went on that evening. I had some email dialogue going back and forth with him on the night that it was announced that they had gotten bin Laden. And about 1 o'clock in the morning, his time, he sent me an email and said, "You know, I just cracked a bottle of single barrel Jack Daniels that I've been saving for a very special unit. And I had a very quiet toast to my old unit." The attachment and the dedication to the highest levels of command in the military that I've had the great experience and opportunity to deal with, the attachment to their soldiers, their troops, is an incredible thing to see. I mean, there is a joining of purpose, and they really care about one another. I'm very impressed by that. By the way, Sam, we raised $500,000.
Wow. Night.
Congratulations.
In this economy, that's astonishing. But it also goes, I think, to the fact that whether people have been for or against the wars, in this particular situation over the last few years, they've been in favor of the troops.
Absolutely, without exception. Wherever you are on the political spectrum with this issue, I think people understand it. That the and when I get the opportunity to talk on the subject, I like to draw a correlation between what we have and if we value our way of life in our country, what it really costs to maintain that. And the cost is significant, and it's borne by a relatively very, very small percentage of our population. Stop and think about it, only 0.8% of our population is really engaged militarily. But it's a fine, fine professional force, the finest there is in the world anywhere.
Well, and through the Military Support Alliance, there's some things you've done. Your business is a home builder. You've actually helped some of those troops. You've given them homes and helped those who have been injured.
We had the opportunity to partner with a national organization called Homes for Our Troops that selected a young Marine sergeant from Wellington, Nevada, who lost both of his legs in Afghanistan for a specially adaptive home. And we were part of that effort with them. That home is going to be, they're going to have the King ceremony on July 23rd, which I certainly intend to go down to. By the way, we had that Marine sergeant at the rodeo on Friday night for National Patriots Night, and brought him in on the stagecoach with his wife and three beautiful children.
And I want to say that the rodeo was a tremendous success. The numbers came out yesterday, and it was a record-breaking attendance, record-breaking food, all the way around. So congratulations.
It's just, you know, it's good hometown entertainment. It's great family entertainment. It's great entertainment value. And those volunteers up there work so hard to make sure that it's a success, and they
do a great job. So let me turn this around, because we just saw a huge festival in Las Vegas that just broke all attendance records out of the Las Vegas Speedway, this giant rave that went on for 3 days, and essentially trouble-free despite a lot of concern going into this thing. And so, you know, with the rodeo up, these kind of events up, we're starting to see the economy lifting. People are actually taking money out of their pockets that maybe they were scared to before, but now they're actually putting money out there.
I totally agree with you. You know, people will only stay down so long, and it's almost like everyone's just looking for a little bit of good news so that they can respond and react to it. And it's almost like, would everybody please get out of our way so we can go on with life and have a good time. And listen, I am totally confident in Nevada, in Northern Nevada especially. All the great attributes about this place, the reasons that we came here or stayed here in the first place, our beautiful mountains and our wonderful way of life and our climate and all of our access to recreational facilities, it's all still true. Nothing has changed there. What we did is we got into an overactive situation, hyperventilated, so to speak, on the economy, and we're going through a correction.
Well, let's talk a little bit about
let's take a break and let's
sure.
come back, and okay. much more with Perry DiLoretto when we return.
Thank you.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
These are the greatest classic rock bands of all time.
Feels like the best time.
So get ready to relive rock at its best with the complete classic rock collection. The 100 greatest classic rock songs of all time on one unbelievable 8-CD collection.
Love isn't always on. No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
Don't bring me down.
The boys are back in town.
These are the classic songs that live on forever. Can't get this massive 8-CD collection in any store. So let rock rule with a complete classic rock collection. To order, have your credit card ready and call the number on your screen. Do it now.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Relion Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
Call 1-800-237-1788. Don't delay. Call now.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with developer Perry DiLoretto.
Mr. DiLoretto is talking with Mike Dillon the other day with the Builders Association of Western Nevada, and he said one of the dampers on the home building market that we're seeing is you can buy a foreclosed house for around $90 a square feet, and that's still about $40 a square foot cheaper than most people in the home building industry can build a house for. How long do you think we're going to be dealing with those foreclosures dampening the home building market?
Well, we undoubtedly have to work our way through the supply of existing homes, foreclosed homes or short sales. Those are pretty good numbers, but you know, there's no giveaways here really when you stop and think about it. There's some very good deals, but buying a foreclosed home or a short sale or something, there's a burden that goes along with that. I'm in the business of building new homes, and you can buy a new home from us at DeMonte Ranch in about $120 a square foot range. And I'm not trying to do a commercial here for you, but we take and go to great lengths to take all the headache and the apprehension out of buying a home. And we've been here a long time, and we take very excellent care, not very good, excellent care of our buyers. So it's something it'll work through. Some of those homes are going to be around for a while. Some of them will get passed over. A lot of it depends on the price range that they're in. Homes that dropped in value significantly, you could have a home that sold for $400,000 that now maybe sells for down around the low $200,000. But it still is going to cost you to keep it like it was a $400,000
home
because of the size of the yard and utilities, insurance, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I was driving through Cyan this morning, which is still a development, but it's definitely not what it was. And there's the light standards, and there's the infrastructure, there's the sidewalks, the sewers, lots are graded. How long is that good for? I mean, is that something? Is it a use it or lose it, or is it that investment has been made, and when the market picks up, they're going to be able to go in and start building houses on these developments where they put that infrastructure in?
No, the improvements can deteriorate. When you build a road, the best thing you can do to it is drive on it, and the utilities need to be used, so there is a depreciation associated with that, and there'll be a cost associated with when you want to activate them again. But by and large, if you bought it and have improvements that were put in a number of years ago, it's still going to cost you less as a developer than it's going to cost you to start doing it again. Inflation is going to come back, and in construction, it always comes earliest, and it always is the most significant.
Well, let me ask you this, because there are people that are currently in homes that are worth half of what they paid for. And in terms of being able to refinance out of some of these bad loans that were made in the last 5 years, what should be the responsibilities of either A, the government, or B, the banks, to be able to work with these kind of homeowners so that when that inflation comes, and of course it is coming, that they're not clobbered, and now you have another round of foreclosures?
I don't think the aid that's been provided to the home buyers has been appropriately directed. There is partial responsibility on behalf of the people that bought, but there was also a significant responsibility on the part of the lenders that were making these loans and the people that were selling the houses. I always felt that the best aid would have been a basic debt relief rather than all of this restructuring business that was going on that it's obvious it's not working. I also say to home buyers, and I've said this to my own children, you bought the home to live in. You made your decision. You can afford to make your payments, live up to what you agreed to do. Don't just get on this what they're talking now about strategic defaults, where people that can afford it are walking away. You know, that is really, I think, a very bad thing to happen because, you know, pride of home ownership and the ability to own a home has been one of the, you know, great things about this country and our accessibility to home ownership. We have the highest percentages in the seen anywhere in the world. And for people to lose that concept or disregard the importance of that dream is really sad. And I'm sorry to see that going on, but it is in some cases. The programs that are going on right now, I do not believe are really addressing the problem adequately.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. We welcome you back. You're a great guest. Okay. We always appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada News. Thank you.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, John Sandy IV with Jones Vargas, and Ellie Lopez Bolin, community activist. Pleasure to have you all here. So let's start out. Big doings at the Washoe County Commission, same kind of things that have been happening all across the state with these budget cuts, and a big battle now between the city and the county and the firefighters. Fill us in, if you would.
Well, I believe that the county has now put the city on notice that they're going to cancel the contract, but it's a year-long notice of cancellation, so it's not going to be for a year until they can cancel it. It's due to finances and due to discussions and arguments and disagreements over size of crews and amount of money spent and et cetera.
Well, you know, one of the things that's interesting, and this goes into the university system as well, is these contracts where you fire somebody and it's a year before you're done. Isn't that insanity in this kind of economy?
Well, it is in this kind of economy, of course. I mean, anything.
In any kind of economy.
In any kind of economy.
I mean, if you
really
screw
is.
Up.
But
bye.
I think the actually interesting is, you know, in the NFL lockout right now, there are people fighting over a lot of money, and that's taken forever to get resolved. Imagine now we're having people fight over no money. I mean, this is going to take a while, and it's going to be difficult for a lot of people to handle this.
Does this frustrate you when you see this?
Well, yes, but there's also the union contracts that need to be honored, so I don't think it's the county making the decisions. Probably if they could make choices themselves, they may be able to terminate people overnight, but you're dealing with a lot of unions, as we all know.
Well, but don't you think that this is, if ever there was a time to change the way the rules are played?
Compromise.
I mean, in the private sector, you know, I screw up, I'm gone.
That's right, and it's an at-will state. So you raise a very good point.
Although with NRS 288, which all local governments have to function under, that's the collective bargaining rules, that really does tie the hands of a lot of these local governments to be able to go in and to adjust when economics may not be in their favor.
And that was one of the things that was trying to be changed to the legislature.
Yeah, and really unsuccessfully to get some really major reforms in there. They did get some, but I don't think they got the amount that you really need to have in order to turn the situation around.
And I don't think people understand what we go through when we have an employee who is totally unsatisfactory. We go through putting them on probation at least once, if not a couple of times. We go through all kinds of evaluations and counselings. We go through all kinds of stuff before we ever even serve them with a notice of termination. Then if everything goes very smoothly and we don't get into a lot of fights over that, it takes us 6 months to get them out of the office and up to 2 years. So it's something that is very cumbersome, and it really works on behalf of the employees to the detriment of management, to the detriment of the county, and to the detriment of the taxpayers.
So essentially it's easier to get foreclosed than it is to fire somebody.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, let's change topics here. Somebody who seems to be setting the world on fire right now, Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if she blunders. She's coming through strong. Your thoughts on her and her chances in this race?
Well, it seems to be this election Sarah Palin, at least at this point. She's loved by the media. She's easy to write or do stories about. And she's coming out on fire right now, and I don't know if people are going to get tired of it or not.
I actually met her a week ago at the Republican Leadership Conference.
Timing.
I didn't even tell you. In New Orleans, and people loved her. I mean, she came across very strong, a good leader, a strong voice, and I think she is setting the nation on fire right now. So was other candidates like Rick Perry, who has not announced. People liked him a lot. Governor from Texas.
And that would be the biggest challenger, because they're both philosophically the same.
Exactly.
But the difference being that he's the governor of Texas, and Texas is making money.
Texas is making money. He's turned that state around, very successful, hiring people. I mean, Californians are bypassing Nevada to go to Texas, so he's done a good job.
Paul, your thoughts?
I think the media does love Michelle Bachmann because they're waiting for her to make a gaffe, and they love to go after her. And I think she's kind of getting the same treatment as Sarah Palin, both the positive and the negative. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of negative attention focused on her. But I think the focus on Michelle Bachmann and her coming up in the polls really does kind of show a dissatisfaction with some of the establishment candidates. Although, you know, this seems to be the case in every presidential election. Everybody will go to a guy like Howard Dean, and he's the guy for a while, and then kind of falls off, and they end up going to the more stable choice. So we'll see if this year's different. You know, I don't think we've had anybody from the House of Representatives as president since James A. Garfield. So it's been quite a while, and that's quite a hill to traverse.
Is it a danger of peaking too early?
Well, I think we're way early right now. Just about daily now, we're having somebody else announce that they're going to run for president of the United States. I think it needs to start sorting its way out. If you remember, last election cycle was about now that Mitt Romney came out, and he was taking the world by storm, and boom, he just flickered totally out. So I think it's early. People need to get their act together. Look what happened to Newt Gingrich. All his people walked out this early in the ballgame.
But he's still running.
Running. But that
darn it, he's running.
I think unfortunately, the feeling is, who cares?
Let me throw the last question. We've only got about a minute here. Yesterday, the announcement from the Nevada Commission on Tourism, they launched a new website targeting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender travel market. It's a $60 billion segment of the tourism market, and Las Vegas ranks third among popular destinations for LGBT travelers. I think this is a great thing. I think this is a smart thing in this time.
Well, I agree. These are hard times, and we need to attract people. We need to raise our economy, and we've been suffering the last few years. So yes, I think we need to market to everyone.
Paul, with what happened in New York here over the past week, Isn't this a smart move for Nevada to get ahead of the curve?
Well, I think you don't want to take, you don't want to turn anybody away. I mean, you know, especially when you have an economy like this, you know, I think it's smart to say, hey, we'll take anybody's money. So come, you're welcome here. I think Nevada is a very, very open state. We are still very libertarian and pro-personal freedom. So I think that that makes sense.
Do you think the change in attitude has really occurred in places like Reno, where 20 odd years ago we chased the gay rodeo out of town? That was quite successful in its day.
Well, I don't have any problem with catering to all walks of people, but all walks of people need to understand they're bound by the same laws that everyone else is, and we need to go down that road. Attitude of Reno, it's not near as conservative as it was when I moved here many years ago. So it has changed a lot. The whole state has changed a lot, obviously, from the Democratic registrations.
John, you get the last word.
Well, I'd say absolutely. You want to attract visitors. I mean, these individuals, just because they might believe differently than you do. I don't think Nevada's ever been the type to preclude people from coming, and we should encourage.
Well, they did when you were a young man.
When I was a young man. You're right. As I was saying that, I was thinking, like, oh, boy, they might be wrong here. But I think we should try and attract everybody, and Nevada should be a place for people to come and have fun, and what it was in, you know, the glitz and the glamour, and I think the lesbian and gays are all as much as want to have a good time as anybody else. So
$60 billion market. That's
whoever really thought we'd have a Hell's Angels chapter house here. You know, as long as they obey the laws and obey them, so fine. It's the way it is.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit marilynyork.net for all your family law needs.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Verdin, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, we're going to be talking about some controversy surrounding Hot August Nights, Northern Nevada's number one event.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.